Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Tuesday night. Oh, man. Been a while, fellas. Been a while. Somebody press the one button, make sure everything's working fine for me. That's it. Daniel and Boo Boo, your mic open.
What's up?
Not much. Any more shit?
Let me just kick this motherfucker out the right way. Anybody on 28, small tire, want to lock in for the second?
Uh-oh. Did I hear that right already? This dude went off.
Yeah.
Was that a
don't
recording?
No, stipulation. No, there wasn't no fucking recording. I'm just asking. Anybody want to lock in or call 28? That's all I'm saying. So on 28, and it's a nitrous call, I'll tell you that.
504-5533, who we got?
Going on. Fellas, it's Sean just checking in.
What's happening, Sean?
Not much. That man making that broad statement, only got like three people on the phone, bro. Wait till about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Ain't nobody on here yet, bro.
Ain't nobody on here yet.
You got to wait.
You got
a
all slow people on here.
You got to lose service when he.
Let me restate this. How they tell me to put a little bass in my voice. Anybody on 28 with nitrous want to lock in?
He sound like Ali.
Nobody move. Nobody get hurt.
You ain't got the Ali voice. Ali be sounding pissed off.
Yeah, you forgot. You got to add that. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. You got to throw that in there when you come on like Ali.
I ain't worrying about y'all motherfuckers. I just pulled 8,000 square foot of concrete.
Boy,
I can't
show
make
you.
No noise.
Make me drop my phone early.
Find your mic open.
All right, I got you. Back to my break.
Yep. Well, all I can say is, motherfuckers keep talking about golf ball ain't working. They motherfuckers on 28s out there rolling.
Motherfuckers had fun too.
Yep, and I ain't seen no fucking tires break. So they was getting it. There wasn't
I
no
a lot
no
of people complain about
either.
Them about the light guessing. Hey, bro, I feel like fuck it. That's what you got to do to win.
You gotta guess at it. If you sit there and wait for that time to turn green, you some guessed a little quicker. You know, they didn't want to realize. I mean, they took their turn.
Y'all seen that first round. Bobby got his ass handed, but, boy, he made Brent Self pay for it. Good Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he swung it. That's something.
Bro, they must know the count, bro. 1, 2, 3, let time break down.
Well, yeah, all you got to do is count the light. Jerry Bird used to do that years ago.
Yeah.
I know it changed intermittent.
What time it changed when it does it.
Yeah, one time on a fire burning, they thought this was going to burn him down. I said, God damn. But they both stayed, and they both got on it. And it just sit there.
Yeah, it was. I
was like, they're going to burn this dude down.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And it looked like that's when your boy treated him. Because it looked like he kind of, I don't know if he wasn't paying attention to see, and all of a sudden, boom, it come down. Yeah, same thing happened to him. He was at 3:30 before your boy let out of there.
Yeah.
What happened to Ty Spears' car?
They said he was fighting chassis problems, trying to get it to get to took.
Okay.
They had gremlins.
So I'm about to fucking gremlin this Crown Raw and this fucking eggnog together.
What the fuck I'm about to do?
Tell him keep the bathroom. Tell him keep the bathroom open for your ass.
Hey, bro. Yeah. Hey, bro. On another note, bro. How about this Saints, bro?
We think positive, bro. We trying to get positive shit. I'm gonna mute your mic, man. You're in the old Saints, man.
Bro, they getting Saints the blues,
gonna be the
bro.
Saints. They ain't doing nothing but giving motherfuckers high blood pressure.
Hey, bro, they need to put Jameson in there, bro. Put J-Bo in there, bro.
It'll be the same outcome. It'll be the same
shit.
No. There's more. There's more than that, man. They're not playing as a team. You got to have a team, man. Team win. It's a team sport. They ain't got no faith in each other. That's the problem.
They're not Deion Sanders. Do you believe?
Yeah. They ain't kind of believe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Do you believe, he said. He took a school from 1-11 to, what was the roster I seen that day? To 3-9 or some shit.
4-8.
Do you believe?
No. Two people. That's Riddell. Riddell, your mic open.
Hey, what's happening, James?
What's up?
What's up, partner?
What's happening,
bro?
Hello?
We here? You here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Say it again, Daniel.
What you say? I said, anybody on Twitter?
How many people we got on the show now, James?
Who want to lock in?
We got 16. 16 calls. 16 calls.
Yeah, he can wait. Let's let it get to 25 and let him try again.
I'll try again. I ain't scared.
What you
they
trying to
be
do,
a nicer call?
What nice you trying to do, Daniel? I don't give a shit. It could be a booster call. It could be whatever it is. Long as it's on 28.
Where you want to lock it in there?
What is going to race at? December 2nd.
Oh, State Capital. No, I'm Gump. I bail off.
All right.
Well, I get in your ass to put on it.
I was at the RV park with my grandbaby and my wife.
Man, stop lying, bro. You was probably, I know what you were doing, Riddell. You see, I know what you've been doing.
What I've been doing, man? I bet you, if you know that much, I bet you better not get your ass in the way.
Ooh, I know what you've been doing, bro. Hey,
I bet you better not get your ass in the way.
I told you, bring your ass State Capitol in.
I'm good, bro.
That's what I thought.
Well, it'd be another day. I can't believe all them boys bragging, talking about State Capitol, but they ran on them. I watching the videos. They ran on them goddamn guardrails at Gulfport, though.
Bro, don't start it, Reedy. I knew you were gonna start it. I just
they ran
the
on them
thing,
goddamn
bro.
Guardrails at Gulfport. Fuck.
I guess
for
the same thing.
What's worse than them goddamn guardrails?
I tell you what, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather race on the cement wall that moves than them guardrails go through the car. I can tell you that. That's just my opinion.
Shit. Who coming to No Guts, No Glory next week, man? Shit. Everything. It's
really going to be cold down there.
You want to figure it out?
Man, it ain't going to be cold down there.
It's 75 down there right now. A friend of mine's down there on vacation. He got there today. He sent me a picture. It was 76 degrees down there. That was during the day.
Man,
I don't know where it's gonna be at night.
It's always nice down there at that time of year. Shit.
You got your high heel shoes on yours? You ready?
Yep, I'm gonna be down there.
Uh oh. You got them red bottoms on. Y'all better watch him.
I wish Daniel would get his ass out in the way.
Daniel said he got them old fake red bottoms on. He ain't got them real red bottoms.
I'll pull Daniel down the road like a goddamn, like a, pimp him like a hoe going down the road.
My wife got the red, she got the red bottle flip-flops. I can't mess with the shoes.
Yeah, okay. You bring that goddamn Nova out there if you want.
No, who said I got a Nova?
514-1882.
Ain't you got a Nova? I thought you had that Nova.
What's up, man?
I got something else in the garage.
Nothing much.
Oh, okay.
Man, I'm coming. Look, I'm coming straight out the gate looking for Haynes Gang. We looking for Haynes Gang. Come Saturday.
Damn.
Getting good.
Hey, man, your mic is hot. Eugene, get your brother on here.
Ooh.
He know it. He know it. I'm just letting y'all know it.
Hey, and look, it ain't December. It ain't December yet, so he don't race in December, he say. So he got 4 more days, or he's going to be December. Shit, he's going to have an excuse. He say he ain't going to race you.
Hey, Mo, get up there. What's going on?
Mo, it's going to be like the old days. Tell them to stop when their fingers start hurting or some shit.
Oh, man, you already know. Hey, you already know how I do. Ain't nothing going to change.
That's correct.
Ain't nothing going to change.
What car what you bringing? Both of you?
I'm bringing my phone call.
Oh, shit.
I'm under the old lock. If I actually get up there, don't feel no type of way. Just a race. That's all. We got a race to make memories. I used to do it way back when on the street to the track. All that holding hands shit. You can say that shit for a wedding or reception. We had the race track. We come to race. I come up get my ass tore up from Rat Pack. That's family. We used to race to have something to talk about during the week. Every Wednesday, we go to Gulfport. Oh, no problem.
We did the same thing.
Tear my ass up. I knew fucking well right I couldn't win. But guess what? At least I'm gonna try to tree him at least and say I fucked you up on a tree.
We used the same thing, bro.
For real,
that's what
got me where I'm at today. I ain't saying I'm nowhere, but all I'm saying is it kept me wanting to get better. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Somebody beat you, work on your program, come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's got to happen to get motherfuckers back racing around here, man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, fuck. The people who you know who up and running, man, gotta get in the paint.
Yep.
For the most part, we all friends, shit.
Yeah, man. Right. Get it moving. Can't be stagnant. Gotta get this stuff stirred up.
Exactly. Yeah,
I got some motivation working on my shit. Go ahead.
Look. Look, Jamie. When Michael had that motherfucking list race, shit, I recall motherfucking Madisonville versus Madisonville getting up there. Shit, that's racing.
Yeah, we had to, man. Yeah,
that's racing, man. That's how this shit goes.
That little list was good, man. That little list bought them. They got everybody moving around, man. You know.
When did that race at State Capitol, Jamie?
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah. It's a sugar cane showdown, big tire, no time race. With a bunch of small tires going up there, too.
Oh.
Yeah, they're doing it's a big tire shootout, but a bunch of, like, say, Mo going
hey,
up
Mo,
there.
I'm going to see if my boy be that, man. We're going to tie them two motherfuckers up after that.
Who that?
At Barack there, we're going to tie them two motherfuckers up.
Shit, let's get it.
Hang on a second.
I'm going to have to call Michael and see if they're going to show up.
All right, good.
Look, I got a special guest, y'all. I got a special guest. The new appointed spokesman for State Capitol. Come on in
here. Hey, wait, man, you hear it the fuck.
How much they give you, Danny?
Well, you got some shit with you. What's that?
$10.99 or are they doing another way?
Hey,
that
the man on the takeover
there, too? He got to get me showered. Man, with that last time of that track, listen.
You trying to
listen,
the
man, you know
you
there tomorrow. Listen, I'm gonna tell you, let me explain to you, tell me what you think. This man had starched jeans, had on some laced-up shoes, nice shoes, and a nice, looked like a pressed polo shirt on. So you, and his beard was trimmed. So you tell me. That was when I was last time in the truck.
You're
out there cooking that hog like that, man.
So you trying to tell
me. I thought they had church services out there, shit.
That would have been having church out there, man. I had to drag to put my dick in.
What's up, Mr. Darius?
Same old shit. It's a different day.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, they're watching the weather right now, man. They like to see. Hopefully, it's changed between now and Saturday. If not, the new foot's gonna show up, and it has to be moved. They got the Iron Man Classic on the 9th, so they probably got as here. You probably can move it to that bottom weekend, which would be like the 16th. We don't want to go too close to Christmas, because we think I'm gonna really want to show all this shit. So, but as of right now, man, I got 14 sponsors. I think we got close to $3,000 on top the class, the club and the bag.
Okay.
So, just gonna take it and split it down the middle, 15 on each. Well, it's close to, so by that time it'll probably be $3,000. But, I mean, every day somebody's taking this and they wanna put $100, $200, $300 on top of it. So,
what?
We got Sean LeBoy. I was with Sean yesterday, made some custom tokens to give out to whoever wins the club and the bear.
Hang on a second. Hey, who got TV in the background and somebody talking? Or is that you, Darius?
I'm outside.
All right, they muted their mic. All right, good. You couldn't hear you, man. I thought that might have been all right, good deal. Thank you for muting your mic.
But,
go ahead.
We had made some custom trophies just for the end of the year. We'll try to do it a couple of times next year if everything go right. We'll go right this time.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the rain move out of here so it happens. So, that's the only thing I'm worried about right now. Once you get everything all pumping and shit and everybody ready for it, then the rain comes. It's just like if you got to
remove it
and reschedule it. Like, mm-hmm. You never had that energy with
no,
it.
No, you ain't had the same excitement again. No, we learned that lesson.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
Everybody knew that. You almost got to. It can't be too close.
A lot of people been. No. So, it's right. I mean, it's still Monday. They don't late like 6%. So, if it dry down, we'll be good. They got a bunch. It is a big size. Stephen could be there from Detroit. But they got some small tire guys want to get in too and say they ain't scared of big tire guys. So I think y'all got to get in. See, this is what it is. I mean, at the end of the year,
what
like,
time
okay,
they
going to
hanging. Yeah, what time they going to try to cut you down?
Like 1 or 2, something like that. Gates open at 10. So.
All
right. If you like, all right, I said you got a big tire car. You want to come to Friday and get your Gary going to know who pretty much a band could. We got a few cars that's coming out of town. They didn't hit me up. So we just let them make 2 qualifying so he'll know where they at. We pretty much know who's a band, who's a club already. They got some people, they don't even want to get in the bath. I'm like, man, it's $100, dude. You got a chance to win, say, fuck. If they got 200 cars, you got a chance to win $3,500. They don't want to shoot nitrous. They want to run in the club class because they think they're going to be running against, like, Raymond Humphrey or something. I said, man, anything can happen, man. Just racing, dude. But I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. So they think we're going to stick a 490 car or a 420 car. Oh, man, they're going to be $100. They scared of death of Raymond Humphrey. Yeah. Like Stephen Brunner said, he want to come in his white car. but he said nobody's going to run the car. People want to stiff him to death. He called. I got a call today about that. He would like to bring the vet out there, but they're going to stiff him to death with the vet. He just won't run it and just run heads up with it. So I'm supposed to make a post about that, but I was kind of just looking at something.
So what kind of race is this, Jamie?
Huh?
There is coming. Well, there's a big tire race.
It's really a big tire, but a bunch of small tire people want to go too.
Yeah, they don't want to get in too, so
we ain't going to stop them from having fun. They want to come in and race for it. Come on in. I mean, they could be prepped for a radio. They know this, so I don't want anybody to come and say, okay, well, man, I thought he would be ready. That's why I have to let them know it's going to be a sleep prep. So if you got sleep, come party. Yeah, it's going to have glue on it, but it ain't going to be glue like for no radio prep, you know what I mean? So. I think if they got 20 cars, hopefully, I'm trying to push. I mean, I didn't really think it was going to be much. We like put five and on top, but the track put money on top. Sean, man, they got so many sponsors, man. They've been hitting me up like, man, we want to donate, like to keep donating. So it just keep getting bigger and bigger. It's 100% payback. And I'm going to give them the option to see if they want to do two spots, if they want to play first and second, or if they want to just run. Want to take all. It's up to them.
Yes.
How you separating the Bears from the Cubs?
Man, they're really looking at I'm not even gonna be able to. Gary could pretty much tell by the time, but we got like a time set up. So, I'll probably see it tomorrow. I'm gonna ask him one more time to make sure. I say something like 470s, 480s, or slow or some shit like that. I mean, we don't want no big fast ass car like to come in and just dominate. Take. I mean, we want everybody to car to be at least around the same area. See, people have fun in a race. They won't be scared.
Gotcha.
He a bracket racer. This man called me and said, man, I know I ain't got a chance in hell. And he told me, man, this car run 550. He said, man, I don't give a fuck if I'm coming in. He said, if I go run around, I'm going to be happy with him. He said, because this race, I mean, anything will happen. He said, if they slip, I'm gone.
That's right.
Yep. He said, man, he ain't even tripping. He said, man, that's $100, dog. He said, but if they slip, I know my car goes straight. He said, man. I got one of my homeboys, a big old pile of pasta and stuff. So, the people that can't support like the racers and the drivers and shit, you'll get better give them a little bowl of pasta line and shit. Mike donated some stickers, like the Sugar Cane Classic, some little small ones. So we give them to all the drivers and shit if they want to put them in their car, put them in their trailer or whatever, so they can put them back. Yeah. So and next year we're going to try to make it better. If it's like you're taking off a little bigger, like Jason Adams, they hit me up today. He said the guy Jimmy Lunford from Gulfport, they hit him up. They might want to try to do the same thing and move to Gulfport one weekend. Then Raymond said the guy in with his Monroe Twin City, he might want to move it up there. It ain't got to be big time. I mean, slick since the radio shit having so many problems around here right now. Try the slick thing and see how they do. So, I was looking at it. Yeah. The same thing you just said.
Cross the finish line on the fucking on the wheelie.
Yep.
Bad trap maybe hit at the end. And power wheeled out there on the slick.
Yeah.
A bunch of them was.
Yeah. But a lot of people are kind of scared. Like, man, they're going to stick up with a 420 car and my car run 90s. So I want to know where to run Gary and all that. Gary going to be the only one, though. I'm going to have a car. You're going to have like a pickup there.
They always got somebody in there telling them to shoot out there. That's usually one of the fastest at the track.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna give him some stickers up there with a B and a C. So whoever a bear, whoever run that certain amount of time, he'll know where they're a bear. They go in another class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you try to have everybody, he gonna try to keep everybody who run the same time together. So you know, oh man, this man come here and he know he dominating and shit like this. So And at least you got to learn, I think it's like 2/10 within your number. If you go there and you know you like your sandbagging and shit, okay, well, either you go forfeit or you can go ahead into the bad class where you know you're. You try to sandbag, you try to dominate the class, you scared around the big hall. They got a few big calls. I think they got probably about from 5 to 10 big calls coming. So, like I said, everything right now is, I mean, it's got a lot of attention. It's popping right now. The big tie shit got priority. But soon as it's over, soon as the class over, they run over with, they'll get back to the testing tune and all that, get that on. So. Yeah.
Man, fuck, we dropping out nuts. We gonna get in the Cubs shoot out with the street car. Fuck it.
Yeah, hey, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 100% safe. Like I said, right now it's close to it's almost safe. I think like at 2700 something there on top. So it'll be at $3,000 if it has to be postponed to like the 16 or something. Gee, I had a guy tell me, man, what your goal is? I said, man, it really is like $1,000 to put like $500 on top of your class, but. I mean, they've been taking off like that. I ain't think it's gonna take off like that. Even like just taking off and running like so, man. I said, God damn. I mean, I probably collected like, I probably got $1,200 yesterday. Just the people calling said, man, look, I want to donate. So as they call, I said, look, hold your money until Friday. I'll give it to you Friday. So I don't want to hold nobody's money, okay? Just in case the rain comes. Or something happened where we can't have it. And what I do is I take they racing team or with a business and put on the thing and I'm going to advertise it. And they got a big banner getting made. I'm trying to get it made before Wednesday and put all the sponsors on the banner. And they better call them on the mic and also say thank y'all and this is their business and what the business is for and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's nice, man.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Hope everything goes right. Like I said, if it don't happen Saturday, Lord said the same, it'll be on the 16th. Well, I'm going to go to the fourth neck then. I mean, people Christmas right around the corner, and so just get people to do something for the rest of the year.
I got one mic. All right, hang on, Derek.
Yeah.
504-7812, who we got?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
So,
booty.
Hey, look here. Whatever y'all do, do not let that bald mouth blind bitch cook nothing. Nothing. I mean nothing. Don't let that bitch cook nothing. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Talking about that blind bald mouth bitch Darius. Yes. Do not let that bitch cook nothing. Nothing. You no cooking ball mouth bitch.
Damn.
Yeah. And Sean Brown, you gonna have your car there Saturday?
Looking like it'll be there.
Oh shit.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, from the looks of it, if I'm back off the road, I should be there.
You make sure you get there. You call me personally. I'm going to come there and poke on your ass.
I can't do nothing, man. I'm just going to support. But you can fuck around and poke a bear and put him in the corner if you want. Come out swinging.
Get your ass beat down.
Get the chicken whooping. I'm going to do like everybody else do. Let's go off the ramp.
I'm going. That's fine. I'm going back on mute, man.
504-7662, who we got?
It's Mike, Jamie.
What's up?
Hey, we taking donations, Jamie. Don't you want to sponsor some money with that big old cabinet company you got?
Yeah, no big cabinet company. Oh, we want you on the payroll,
too?
Come
on
now,
we need our donations. Remember.
But you want to pay road too? You say we
sure will take some money.
We found another man that's on the payroll.
So, hey, man, you see Big Ray?
Damn, you know, I know you hired somebody. I know you hired somebody, bro. Good Lord.
No, he said we would need sponsors.
I heard him.
I'm talking about he don't pay all that state capital. I said, goddamn.
Hey, man. Hey,
but
man.
He got all these
people. Hey, not just say, I just thought about it. Didn't have readers over this brand new business up here. He's a sponsor. He just put your name across
hey,
the goddamn
hey, bro. Hey, bro, you know, when you first opened the business up, you had a loss. I'm about 80 grand in the hole. wait till next year. I'll be all right next year, though.
Hey, Mo, man, you mess around getting a club class. You put some of the big time cars on the trailer, boy. They're going to be hot like a motherfucker, boy. Lord, have mercy.
Charlie, have the feel at that race. I bet half that feel at that race. I went too sad. You could have bust them some bitches up. Have them out there. There's some fast
they
shit
got
out there, dude. On 28, not on no big time.
They got two white Mustangs. I forgot where they're from. She, I think one of the cat named Hewitt. He said he ain't scared of none of the big guys. I said, God damn.
Hmm.
Yeah, got some confidence. Huh? He said he ain't scared of them big tire and Willie Boy. He said if he leave on them, it's over. I said, God damn, man, they got some big monster motors in that car. He said, shit, ain't worried about
that. They got some of them to just say.
Mm-hmm. He said, we leave on him. He said, she didn't think I have. This fucking dog don't shut the hell up.
Well, no.
You goddamn neighbor with all these goddamn polygons, man.
You know anybody diabetic? Take diabetic pills? I got some insulin.
See, I give it to him.
I don't know about that. I don't know. You didn't get my ass at no charge. I don't know.
See,
I was just asking about some insulin.
I'm trying to get rid of some cats. So yeah, we got about 40 of these, though. I found myself taking some. I took 30 away. Don't all of them tell me to have babies. They must have babies hiding in the cars, everything.
God damn.
Man, it's... One neighbor got a bunch of dogs right to the fence. The other neighbor got about, we moved here, had about 60 cats. I tricked them into a cage and took about 30 of them to the barn and turned them loose. So it was quiet for a little while. Now we're back up to 45 or 50. All the females were in there. Call the animal control, go on to a nigga, do something like that.
How they feed them cats?
Bring them back to you. And I called the sheriff to come. That's what he said. He said, man, they feeding them. I can't do them. I said, man, this shit. It's so bad, and I had a race car at the house with several people. You know how the back of them be open? I had my black Camaro over here. They went through the back where it was meant to a bit. They had like a little flap. I don't know how they got in there. I brought the car to the track. I get in the car to go check in my AJ. I got four kittens over there by the MSD box. That was made sense until I got in the car, and they right there. I'm like, look at this shit. Yeah, man, they need some of them to have babies anywhere, man. Anywhere but it's kind of warm, they have them babies. Yeah, but if everything go right, hopefully the rain pushes out you this week so you can have it, so it'll be good. It's all
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
Of hype right now, so.
Right.
But if not, it'll be pushed, we'll have it for the end of the year, so give people more time to get their stuff situated.
16th. That's y'all looking at it, y'all.
I think it's 16th. Okay. It'll be the only city set of ninth is that Iron Man race when it got rained off. They'd be scared of this. He had even asked me, what about the Sunday? But I don't know if people going to do that on a Sunday, and they got to work that Monday.
Yeah.
So. If you started early enough, Sunday, buddy, could finish early, it wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I'm about to run into him and see if the weather like Sunday.
Yeah, so you're going to start early, though. It can't be.
Yeah.
You know, 1, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
16 is after that, yes. It'll be 2 until 2nd.
What you doing, Hayes? Give me that.
What cheese at, man? What cheese at?
Oh, no. Let me see if he's on here. Let me see if he called up. Cheese, hit your one button. Let me scroll out. I ain't seen him earlier. But he ain't on here. No, not on. Yeah, shit.
You ain't going to no glutz, no glory, man?
No, man, I can't afford to travel right now. I love to, but I just can't get there. That one is at the 9th or that's this weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh, so the 9th, all right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be live feeding, though.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of shit down there for
us. Oh, I know. You ain't going to tell me. Hell yeah. That'll be the 6th or 10th.
Jake got 3 next year, too, huh?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. But I'm sure I've never seen something you posted.
Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got me a little motivation to work on my shit now. When I'm there Saturday.
So you got your shit back up and running?
No, they motivated me to now. Shit. Mm-hmm. Order me some stuff today. I'm going to order some stuff tomorrow. Shit. My fire suppression system. So get all that in there.
How many calls they had at Gulf Force said?
Shit, they had 27 just in a small tie. Then you had a big tie race. Then you had a naturally aspirated race.
How many did they have in big tie?
I would think maybe 8 to 12, maybe somewhere in that range. It wasn't a lot because you had a naturally aspirated class. So a lot of them big tie guys at bracket, they got a naturally aspirated class.
Oh, okay.
Then you had the big tie shootout. Then you had a tailgate shootout for like little trucks. And then you had a daily driver class. Then they had 650 and 70.
Oh, they had a good turnout there.
Yeah, and they had, and all of them classes, the 650 and 70 paid $2,000. You know, I bet they had 10 to 12 in that, each one of them, because they had a couple of rounds of each one.
And then all that money was guaranteed, too.
Yeah, it's all guaranteed, man.
Didn't cut nobody. But what I'm saying, they had a lot of spectators, too.
Oh, yeah.
1,400 spectators went through the gate. I talked to them today.
Oh, that's a big shit? Oh, okay.
1,400.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Decent for the first time? Shit.
Hell, yeah.
And guardrail, shit.
Yeah. Well, that's going to change probably pretty soon, too. Because everybody was talking about
that. They put brick walls up in the middle of the track, so that you know they got to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pillars already coming.
Yeah, they have pillars in the middle of the track, so I know they got to be putting walls up there pretty soon.
Yeah.
Behind the starter, they have some pillars.
Yeah. That's, cool. Yeah,
that's the next thing they got coming. No. From the start,
Where you
You can get ready to shut the door on these two barn houses down there.
I hate to say it, it don't look good for them. Because they
can get them motherfuckers. Gulfport draw a crowd.
They sit together.
Get ready to close the phone. Gulfport draw a crowd, man. I don't give a damn what they give over there. They draw a nice little crowd.
Ain't right. Dude. Hey, look,
kid,
ain't that 30-40 minutes, they was back up to the next round. It wasn't all that hour fighting around, man. It was bam, 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 you know?
And they finished the race.
Yeah, well,
they
that's
finished
the
race.
They keep everything going.
And they finished the goddamn race.
Yeah.
Katie barred the door on these motherfuckers. I tell you what, Katie barred the door if they put them walls and shit. And don't look like they need walls because all them ones that complaining about walls was running on guardrails, so let it rip.
Look, they got to get the walls, and they got to rotate it. They got a new spraying machine. They got a scrubbing machine. They got shit that not.
Katie bought it, though. You might be the you might
get somebody that show about a. They get somebody that show about a radio prep. Fuck around that radio thing. Oh shit!
Hey, you
pass
you
the
turn
wheel, got that set, the lights everywhere. They did pretty good. I gotta give them that.
They spending the money in the right places. It just take a
well,
little.
Well, they ain't spending money on paint. They spending money on equipment. You know,
these motherfuckers gonna look like hayfields that pick that shit up.
No, there's still the people going to go there. Everybody's still going to go to their little local track that day.
And them motherfuckers going to look like Hub City.
I think state capital is standing the test of time. They got their little followers that keep them open.
Yeah, but that's just a little fucking Friday night program. That too either.
Yeah, well,
but then
Friday
you
got to
look at
Sunday.
State capital. State Capitol don't need no funding. They owner got funding.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. State Capitol got their little group that go there, you know? And they got enough. They keep
And Laney likes to race himself, so if he don't do nothing else, he'll race on his own goddamn racetrack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's good, though. Competition's good, man. Make them tighten up over here, you know. Cause for me, I'm not. So it ain't nothing for me to get. It's quick for me to get there.
So, well, then you ain't got but 2 months.
What'd you say?
Then you ain't got but 2 months off, cause then duck fire right back up in January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what y'all think about what Doug doing with that running for the record?
What are you doing?
He's giving away $200,000 and telling the baddest pro mile coming. There's no any power adder, no weight limit. Come run for the record.
Where? But that's in February.
No, he got this another time, but it's only going to be, you know, he looking for basically Raider versus World, but he taking the weight limits off. So, want him to run for the record. Steven, your mic open. Yeah.
Well, he fucking up because Katusha going to come over there and run over there, my fucking ass.
Well, that's what he want. He said he'd bring them all over there.
Fucking Katusha will come over there and run slap
who's
over
that
there.
Who's that dude, Frankie? Somebody else got a fast car. Frankie Taylor, is that him?
Frank,
that Pro Mile?
Nah, that's Frankie Taylor. That's what's his name? T-R-E.
Frankie
Taylor.
You
see Frankie Taylor getting fitted for a new car? Huh? Y'all seen that post the other day by Larry Jeffers?
Man, he got a fucking run. He got. Let me tell you something. They put up $200,000, and Ricky Smith show up, Byron show up. Katusha don't show up, just figure out which one of them motherfuckers they're going to get a check to.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. If Byron show up, Ricky Smith show up, and Katusha don't show up, just
bless.
Figure out who's going to get the check. That fucking thing Ricky Smith got fly, boy.
That big nitrous motor motherfucker. Get it.
See, somebody been asking for you. I see you just came on.
So you missed a good one. 200 to chase the record.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to send you the thing.
That ain't bad. I bet you going to do that. He probably going to do that on his lights out race in February.
You got that background, bro. Please, your mic open.
What's up, man?
Probably in February he's going to do that.
Well, Rodell, cheese on here.
What's happening, Buddha Cheese? Rodell.
What's up, Buddha Cheese?
You got a new little street car, cheese. You ready to race. And then that little small car.
What do you got now?
You got a little small car. I wonder if you wanted to race.
Man, talking about small car. We gotta be having them big ass gorilla motors. We talking about small car. What are you gonna do? Run me with a little Fiat?
Steve, why you letting water like that, man?
You must gonna run me with that little track car you got, the one you pull your car around with.
Walk to the end of the bridge and see how deep that water is, and don't let Daniel be pushing you out there like that.
Nah, you ain't letting nobody push me out in that deep water. But I can swim though.
Okay, there you go now. Booty, 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 booty. Where Hot Rod at, man?
He hired from Troy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hired from Troy. What? Wait, Troy who?
The thumb.
Troy with the dust.
Yeah, I know how they.
That didn't come out, man. My bad. I'm sorry. That came out wrong, man.
You talking about Troy with the dust, Jamie?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, when Steel open up after Christmas? Anybody know?
Well, to find out, I'm on the computer. Hang on, let me see.
They put this Steel. Yeah.
Yeah, Mo ought to know.
Steel don't open back up to March.
Oh, okay, after Carnival.
Yeah. You know, it'd be cold up there.
Yeah, it's up way up past 20. You chill there,
well, duck course race is in February 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, duck race is February 1.
Yeah.
So I guess that's going to be the first race in 24 then.
First radio race for sure.
Yeah, in 2024. You going to run over there again, Mo?
Nah, I don't think I'm going to be back together.
They got all steel, all glass. So ain't that little and that blue car is all steel, all glass?
Yeah, it's all steel, all glass.
Oh, okay. By the way, man,
that car came around. No, over there, that car came around. That motherfucker's a real street car. they be having some killers in there. No, indeed, no. That motherfucker ain't built to go that fast.
Y'all did a good job. It's a nice car.
I appreciate it.
Real nice car.
It's a little street car. It's for my son. You know what I'm saying? I built it to run around here like State Capitol, no problem. Gulfport, Lucas, Junkyard, little tracks like that.
And don't put that baby on no guardrail.
Oh, he gonna be all right. He gonna be well. Ready for, you know, when it's when you go on that type of shit. I ain't gonna just throw him out there, you know. But I'll be lying to tell you, he ain't gonna go down it.
Give him some laps in that motherfucker.
Oh yeah, he definitely gonna get some laps before I put him in that fire.
You know, this is as open as you can get, and he does an excellent job of finding a Hey, Jamie.
Hey, go ahead.
Where class at?
You what?
You Daniel still on there too?
Well, Daniel fell off. Who you looking for?
Oh, I was just saying if Daniel is still on you. He say he got another car, huh? I hope he ain't stuck my camshaft in another car.
What'd you say?
I said I hope he didn't camshaft in that other car.
Yeah, it's supposed to be all this mobile built. He said he had all kind of parts laying around his shop.
Yeah, I hope he ain't put my camshaft in there.
Oh.
I thought you wanted some LS parts, man.
I do. I ain't had time to run over that seed you got. I'm finally starting to get
think
a little break. I'm at the...
Jamie, think of that camshaft on this seat.
I don't know. Might have been.
He must have think he went to Walmart and got a camshaft. He got, you know, or he put it on layaway
in Walmart. He got that good Black Friday sale.
Yeah,
99% reduction.
No, that's a layaway he got, Daniel. I mean, just Jamie. You know, that's what you know, I used to do in the store, Walmart and shit. You put shit on layaway.
Yeah. Well, you got to make payments to put it on layaway. Yeah. Holy shit. Oh, man.
So Hot Rod ain't ducking Troy. I know he probably chomping at the bit, ready to get it on him. Come on, Hot, press the one button.
Hot Rod, I know you listen. You ain't scared. Come on, brother.
Probably on here.
Come on, put it on the motor. Let's go, goddammit. On the fucking motor.
I see old Brent Self was having some trouble out there last week, huh?
He just got fucking treed.
He just got treed and out. Man, that's all that was.
Yeah.
He guessed the light.
He guessed on the tree on him, and that's it, because it's instant green. They ain't handle. You didn't have the yellow light in between. So,
oh, they didn't put the other light?
No, it was just double, but you double stage, and that's it, and all of a sudden it went green. So...
Oh, God. You can't red light like that.
You don't know when it's come. Because if you let that break before that light turn green, you just don't know when that when it's going to turn green. You can guess it. There's a lot of them took a guess.
Yep, that dude that handed Bobby his ass first round, and then Bobby handed it right back to himself.
Yeah. And then you had
if that man dropped the
yeah.
If that man dropped the tree with both when y'all both pre-stage, you can't red light.
No, it ain't.
Well,
it ain't
like
quick.
That's like saying you can't go red on a 4/10 pro tree. You can go red on any tree.
Yeah,
well, it ain't.
God,
what happens is you stage. Once they stage, and then there was a little time between it. It turned green.
Oh.
It wasn't like it went. Yeah, it wasn't quick. It wasn't like an arm drop. It was, you know, you were sitting there waiting. You still were waiting like for the tree to drop, but they didn't like the tree, that's all. The three yellow bugs
didn't light up. What I'm saying is they didn't have it on the computer. He was throwing the switch.
No, he wasn't throwing the switch.
We don't know that.
I don't know if they took the bulbs out, the middle, and just let it drop.
Yeah,
you didn't see
the amps were... The six ambers
still had the three light switch,
you know. But it was never the same. Just like they doing no Crypt Kings. That's all it was.
Yeah, I just think they took the bulbs out to do that.
Was that a series they move around, or was that just a raise they gave?
No, Galen did that out of their pocket.
Oh, okay.
They threw it out of their pocket to see what will happen.
I tell you what, I ain't never seen Shane Lester car run that hard.
Well, look who was tuning and driving it.
Scott Travis was working on that motherfucker and driving.
That bitch was getting it, boy.
You? Yeah, they say it left in 28.
I ain't never seen that car run that consistent and hard.
Yeah. That's good. Well, it's a monster.
Yeah, they had somebody there all the way from New York, huh?
Yeah, well, Chicago, that's Bruce 12.
Oh, okay.
What is that, like a new gen, a new age, or whatever you call it, Mustang, the one that had the Terminator with the Cobras.
They let them bump out of your lab, they do all that.
No, they had one from New York. They had one from New York.
Oh, you have a New York guy? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he came down with Boost 12. They ran together.
Hey, meet your mic if you ain't talking. You got a lot of background noise. Fellas, mute y'all mic if you ain't talking. Yeah. I know that then they said they got one guy from Michigan or something in that area. And he comes down, he's a snowbird. He comes down during the summertime or wintertime down here. Stay down here. That little Chevy T Nova.
Yeah, that was that Silver Nova. That was Gary.
Mm-hmm. You see, summertime you go back up there, and the wintertime you come down here and stay the winter month. Too cold up there.
Yeah, he bought his old Nova, that silver one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he built that silver one that was out there with no on small tires.
Yeah.
Gary Hubert.
Yeah,
it's still silver. It's a 67, but he's from up there towards Canada, above Minnesota. Gary Hubert, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He lived over there in Killam, Mississippi. He got a big place by Sarge.
Yeah, dude, Sarge was out there, too.
Uh-huh.
Bobby finally got the shit of his going down the track, too, huh?
Yeah, it looked good, man, Bobby. Bobby had it working, man.
Well, as many passes as he made on the street in the last year, fuck, he should have that thing lined out.
He good. I was like, shit, look old Bobby, man. Shit.
Have Chassis Corey better be moving. Shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking 1,900 pounds.
You can hear that motor, too.
What's that like?
Vroom. Vroom.
What?
I think you hear that motor. That big cube. Yeah, Brandon was out there. I forgot, did he run Mitchell?
That motherfucker be talking about how fast that old car is. What that boy name will be at Boone's track over there? You see when he got against a fast car, man, he must have put two trans between that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they must have put, I seen him run.
He was outgunned out there, man.
That show y'all fast. Motherfucker be talking about how fast that car is. That showed you how fast he was running against them goddamn cars.
Yeah, he was.
He was way
back in the track. I think he hang with him back in the track. But don't have what they had there. That track was working. Them boys
back
on
the track.
Them boys moving.
Yeah, the motherfucker was skating now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Oh, man, it disappeared quick.
Camaro.
What, a Pro Charger?
I don't know if it was Pro Charger, what it was, like a red 2000?
Yeah, that some bitch was fast. That was one of the front runners, too. That some bitch. That's like an injector stuck or something happened because
Kelly Jones.
The last, yeah, his last pass.
Kelly Jones. That's,
you can hear it wasn't running right.
Bobby.
That's some bitch is quick.
That bitch.
He beat Scott, and he beat Scott that night, too. He beat Scott Friday night for the small tie. That little small tie shootout Friday night. That's some bitch run. He was out there
Kelly
for Ford,
Jones.
I think Ford Chevy, or the last race they had. That's some bitch move. Well, like, cool.
estimate, that was quick.
Yeah, he was.
That
he
black
was, he was a favorite.
Hmm?
That black new quick.
Yeah, that was at that's Boost 12. Yeah, that was a new jam.
Who that was in that? Yeah, that pickup truck. Ask him.
What color?
Like a copper color.
I don't know that lowered one. Yeah, that was a clean car. I don't know who that was. They had a excessive one out there, stretched and everything, low to the ground. That's what you're talking about? Yeah. That's a clean truck. I don't know who that was.
Man, I'll tell you who you ain't seen. Where that white Nova at? What they used to call them bars? At 67. Used to run with Brent Selfridge.
Well, I don't know.
They used to see that white Nova and that old man. What do you call Matt? That do the paint job on it? I think he used to run with them Moppy boys.
No, you talking about that what? Memphis dude. The one that his stuff burnt down. God damn it, he's from Memphis. God
he always
it.
Had another car with him, too. He was on the pad a couple of times.
Yeah, they normally came with, like, two and three cars. What's the dude? He kind of bald-headed. He had a Nova.
Yeah.
In truck. Hold on. I'm going to go find him.
What the fuck the boy's name? A tall white boy.
Yeah.
That pretty white. That white pute. That,
like,
you know, pute.
It was like
a
65 or 66 Nova.
Yeah, it's wrap. He had a wrap in that peated paint.
He had the killer cab, Jamie. What the fuck is that white dude's name?
Russell Stone.
Yeah,
no.
The killer cab.
No, not him.
Yeah,
they was all together.
No, Stone
they was
bought the cab from him.
Oh. All right.
Not that cab from him, it was him. He got a Nova. He had a Nova. Yeah. Low to the ground.
What the fuck is his name,
man? He had a black vest, too. He had that black vest. He bought that black vest on his head. That's a big guy. What the fuck name is, man? He ran through that long time.
Yeah, I got him. Me and him was... I know who you're talking about. God damn it.
I'm surprised Russell Stone was that.
Jamie,
I'm trying to think what they used to call that car. Shit.
Jamie Otts.
Yeah. But what they used to call a car?
Oh, I don't know what they used to call the car. Here from Bidalia, Mississippi, Jamie Otts. That's him. That's who you're talking about, though. Yeah, I got his number. I knew I was going.
Where your boy was with the Maverick?
The Maverick.
I mean the Vega.
Who?
Oh, that blue Vega?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Wild Thing then got to do Frankie, too, got a one that go out to the pad.
Wild Thing
was there. He had an issue.
Yeah,
he had an issue or something. I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie Arthur. I'm looking for that Nova now.
I'm surprised Russell wasn't there.
Yeah, Matt Pluckett. You know, Matt Pluckett wasn't there either.
Yeah,
but,
Pluckett with the Camaro, huh?
Yeah, he got that black Sonata.
He wasn't there.
Hey, where was the red old boy from UPS? With the red Mustang. He wasn't there either, was he? The one be at Boom Track. What his name is?
Oh, Marvin Posey?
Yeah, where Posey was.
Yeah. I didn't see you on there.
Yeah, old Jamie Oxford. It's been a long time I've seen his name.
Yeah, that Nova, he had that Nova. Get it.
Yeah.
And the, his buddy had that black vet. Hey, don't they have a race coming up on the pad, a four horseman or something?
Got pad wars coming up.
When is that?
In 2 or 3 weeks.
You gotta be on a mailing list for now. Find that out.
Huh?
You gotta be on a mailing list.
But that's the same one like they have every year, right?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, the big one coming up. I think they got like 30-something cars locked in already. That's the last time I've seen it.
How far away the permit is? A month, 2 weeks?
I just told you 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. So right before Christmas.
The week after Christmas, I think it is. I'd have to go back on a group chat and look.
I thought I heard something, but they were supposed to have a race called the Four Horsemen or something.
Oh, I don't know. I know they had that in Monroe the other day.
Oh, okay.
When up there. Yeah, Hot Rod let me down. I thought for sure he would have hit the fucking motor button.
He might not be on here.
Hot Rod say ain't no shit from Cheyenne. Hot Rod trying to stay from under that knife. You don't need no surgery this late in the year.
Yeah, but at least you're afraid of Troy, though.
Uh-oh. Somebody just chimed in. Who is this? That's Clyde. I'm going to sell off. Clyde, your bag open.
All right.
What? You know how... Oh, Rodney ain't called, ain't chime in on us. Yep. See, hopefully this weather hold out. Listen.
What time the track open if it don't hold up?
You were saying 10 o'clock. I remember Darius saying
okay.
10.
Did Tweety make it on, Jamie?
Hmm? He was like, he on it.
Tweety.
Well, he was.
Tweety on?
Yeah, I'm on here, Reed. I'm on here. I'm
what's
listening.
What's been happening, partner? Look, man, I waiting on my turkey, man. Shit, I thought you was going to call a brother Tim, and all I had was some chicken eggs around you. I thought you was going to give me a piece of turkey, man.
Couldn't afford no turkey this year. Shit.
So you was eating chicken eggs, too?
Yes, I did. Some
y'all went to tea. Y'all went to Caesar's Buddha cheese egg farm.
Man, look,
man, shit, I had some eggs and bread around this thing. I had some chicken. I had some steaks, man. Shit, but it's gonna be all right. I hope next year it'll be better. You know.
There you go.
Hope it'll be better next year, man.
Man, I like to miss some good racing. I know that. Left late.
Where?
At the golf course. Shit, man, we were back in the truck at 5:30, head home.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
The scene, all the racing, you could stand.
It was nice, Tweety.
I enjoyed myself, bro. I'm old. You hear me?
That's what I'm talking about. When the motherfucker go to a racetrack and leave and say they enjoy themselves, that's a good time of the day.
Man, I got to call my wife on the way home. She said, what? You what? I ain't expect you this early. I said, man, I ain't fooling with them duck-ass tracks over there on the other side. The
that's what I'm trying to tell you. Katie could bar the door from the sound of things, huh?
Huh?
I said, Katie could bar the door from the sound of things the way it went down at Gulfport.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, they started that stuff. They ain't wait for no gate to get there. If your ass wasn't there, you were just left behind. Shit.
The dance started without you.
That's it. They wasn't waiting on nothing.
The band played and
I called Jamie. Jamie said, I'm already here. I'm like, damn. I said, man, think I can make it? He said, man, they already in the run first round. Say, God, damn.
Yeah, I was watching it on the road. Damn, they're running some cars over that Sunday.
Yeah, bro, that was some. And they had plenty of classes, too, man. It was nice.
But they, like I said, if they throw them walls up there, boy, they're going to grow hair on these motherfuckers down here. They're going to bail hair on them motherfuckers if they put some
action. I tell you what, the more slicks was digging, too, boy. Them boys was running, man. The boys was running some serious times out there.
Shit. I'm looking at them. I said, these motherfuckers, this ain't no motherfucking folks, no 530 cars. Them motherfuckers.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Them
no, indeed not.
Brent Self, the red car, that black car, that truck. Shit. Two or three Mustangs.
I tell you what, though, man. That damn Mr. Green, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's crazy. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, there, some hitters just got three cars put on them out the gate, and it's like nobody red lit. I don't know, man. It was crazy.
I'm going to tell you, it's hard to red on instant green.
Yeah, it definitely, like somebody said, I think that dude driving that Firebird, he said, that's the equalizer.
You're goddamn right.
That'll take
because
a good car
what?
In a minute.
All you got to do, stay in that green bulb, and when that bitch, so you can't wait for it to light, you got to look in the globe and see. When it glow, turn that motherfucking button loose.
I don't know what they were doing, but...
I'm telling you, man,
I saw two cars out there, two and a half, and they ain't even let the brake go.
Whoever was cutting them lights, they was looking in that bulb, and when that bulb glow, because you're going to see it glow before it lights, they was off that fucking button. And I watched when Bobby ran Brent Self, I said, this motherfucker looking in the bulb. Shit. Brent Self had to be four cars behind.
I'm telling you, them songs, they had a few of them out there that were hitting it.
Yeah, that's like you say, that's the equalizer on when you get in a class like that. If you can hold him off on the other end, because that bitch Scott Travis had was coming, boy. Ooh, that bitch was coming on the big end. I bet that's the fastest he ever seen his car ran.
Who that?
Sham. Lester?
Oh, yeah. You pulling the cold of that sucker down there.
I bet you that's the fastest Shane Lester ever seen that car go.
You rolling now.
That bitch was making power, boy. That bitch tripped the finish line with the back tie. I said, look at this shit here. That bitch tripped the finish line with the back tie.
Oh, yeah.
But I was impressed by that red Camaro. That motherfucker ride, boy.
Yeah, he had to hurry by the time I got there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he cut that.
He had to hurt the motor by the time I got there. Jamie said it was fast, but he had to hurt the motor.
You want the front runners out picking to make ground.
That's five.
You run on seven cylinders.
and still was fast.
Yeah.
Oh, he took the plugs out of one?
I don't know what he did, but he let it eat.
No. He had a problem. He did the burnout. He backing up, and it was making a noise. They looked in it. Your boy, he opened the driver's door. They set a couple of tanks, closed that door. He got on it. And when he went down the track, you see the old methanol shooting out that cylinder. Just pumping out like a top few drags are going down the track. One cylinder just pumping it out.
He didn't take
shit out. No, they was on the line. He just did a burnout. It was in, they couldn't see it. Do shit.
Yeah, ain't had time to pull a plug out. They just...
He ain't had time to even pull a nothing. He let it rip. I guess he didn't hurt to the season.
All they're doing is spitting fuel out the pipes. It ain't dark nothing.
You see that through there. So good. He was like, if that dude would have slipped, shit. He'd have had it, and he was on his ass. Yeah, that would have been some good racing.
They say one of them broke the record out there, like the small tire record. Now, I don't know what it was, but.
Okay, well, shit.
Some I forgot what car it was, but I know they said that, but, I mean, of course, they didn't give the time, but.
Yeah.
The fastest small tire car ever been out there.
God damn, Triangle Speed was out there, too. I seen they had a car out there.
Yeah, that's that orange one or whatever.
Yeah.
He must live around there because that's the second time I done seen him at that track. For a little event. So he must be fairly close.
Is that the new John Doe?
Yeah, they painted
it. No, you just got it painted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That white Camaro wasn't bad either.
Had to put headlights in the car. For that new series they doing on small tires now.
That goddamn white Camaro and that little red Camaro wasn't bad. The 69, 68 Camaro.
Can't do the 24
ball. Man, I'd have took any one of them. Them suckers were fast, all of them.
That white 69, where it was from?
I'm trying to think which
Look
car
like
are you talking about.
It was a 68 or a 67.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, okay, I know which one. Yeah, all right. No, I know what you're talking about. It's parked over there by Brent now.
Brent Sill.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they all was in a group.
Oh, must be from Monroe.
I mean, they had people from Chicago and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have some nice shit there. I'm telling you. They kept with no problem in trouble, boy. Especially because the attendance is a lot greater in Mississippi than ever going to be at any one of these tracks. The attendance is. You want to make you some money, give a race there. Give a race there. Hey, Jamie, you remember this little car out of Texas, Game Changer?
The name sounds familiar.
He used to come to Hattiesburg. It was a little brown coupe. An African boy had it out of Texas.
Okay.
Remember that?
What?
Used to come to Hattiesburg?
The name sounds there, but I can't call it
Game Changer. Turbo car. That bitch used to fly. You say he coming back up with that look. I've seen him in Beaverdale.
Okay.
He coming back up with that thing. That's going to be some nice shit. Next year going to be some nice race. They got a bunch of cars on surface.
Yep.
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have
good finishes.
Yeah,
well,
Gulfport doing what they do.
Yeah, Gulfport got to keep the game going. A lot of ones try to file suit. We'll be good.
with Gulfport doing what they're doing, you're going to have somewhere to race.
They claim if you want a radio race, they say you can go right there to US 90.
They extend the shutdown area?
Mm-hmm. All cement, fix that little dip, all that.
How much they added to that cement?
I don't know.
Anybody heard from Clint? They got that shit back up and running?
Chucky? Yeah, we seen Chucky out there. What he said? What he said he was waiting on, Steven, you remember? Something he said, Riddell. Damn it. He said, but he trying to go out and run at no time that lights out.
No, yeah, that's in February.
Yeah, that's when he said he'd be ready for. Something he said he was waiting on or something he was telling us. Damn, I forgot.
Yeah, that's in February.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my hand at that shit.
Oh, yeah? Oh, with the car?
Yeah,
the
I'm
new,
going.
What you call?
With my new car, yeah.
You get an XDR, LDR?
Uh-uh, I'm going to run Carolina no time.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get in that Carolina no time class. They going to have some motherfuckers over there. Now, that's where them motherfuckers going to be swinging them goddamn moles.
Yeah. See, can you pound them all? You going to slip. Oh!
I'm trying to see golf on them.
Yeah, shit.
Get your feet wet, though. Okay. Shit, fuck it.
Yeah, shit.
You ain't going to be to get it wet around here. All you're going to do is spend the tire and hit the fucking motor and bend up some valves and have to go back to the fucking shop. I spent a year in the shop. I ain't trying to spend another year in the fucking shop. I'm going to call Michael and see if they're going to try to run this race this weekend, though. If they bring Barack out there.
And there you go.
They ain't doing it. Sit down.
Yeah.
It's ready to go. Ready to go.
Yeah.
McTweedy, you know, you ought to be up and ready, huh? You must have fell off, my gentleman.
Let me see. Let's see. No, he on here. I don't know where he must be. Honestly, he might be talking with his wife or something.
Mm. Hey, did they run that other car, Daniel? I mean, Jamie?
What other car?
The silver car. You bought that pair.
Oh, no. Loki, no, they ain't running yet.
Nope. They going to run it?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah, you're going to run it. Car ain't going to sit no more.
Who driving now?
I don't know. I think Kim's going to drive it. I don't know.
Uncle. Man, you gotta get that car back up and running, man.
Hell yeah. They talked about it.
What, you got 2 hours worth of work left on the car, man?
I'd say a good 8 hours. I wanna go
through
some shit when I work. Yeah, because I wanna Man, when I wired that car, I kind of rushed on some shit. Ain't nothing happened, but I just want to tweak my little shit a little bit, you know? So, you know, I ain't worried about it being pretty. My shit work. My shit ain't never pretty. My shit work.
As long as you understand where everything at, fuck the rest of it.
Yeah. No. I just want to, a couple of things I want to fix how I did it. That's all. But that I'm not, now, if I get it running, I'm not worried about it. But I would like to do it. You know, like I said, all I got to do is just strap my fuel system all in, bolt it all in, get all that shit. And finish wiring that pump up. And buy 4 new tires.
Man, how much is radios now?
$250. Well, I mean, I'm in slicks and about the same, about $250, $275 a pop probably. It'll cost you five something. Five close 600 with tech. I need a new set of rear tires and front tires. So.
Yeah.
So.
It then it went up to about 500 a set.
Yeah, I would like a you talking about this are you talking about the ET Pro Radio Pro?
Yeah, $275.
Mm-hmm. So I'll take it right now.
Is what's the next?
Who?
Oh. What's his name?
Who? Who's that?
No. That boy out of Denham, France.
Who? Selling tires?
Yeah, wasn't that 303? 1320 or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who that is. Last ones I bought from Gary Daniels.
He talking about Call Gary.
Up,
Derek.
Huh?
Derek.
Yeah, is he still selling tires?
I've heard Mitch with the little G8 or whatever, Mitch Kramer, supposed to be opening up a tire
mm-hmm.
business.
So Derek went underground?
I don't know what they got going on. Mitch left him and he's trying. Mitch made a post the other day. He's going to be taking orders for wheels. So imagine something went to sneaking somewhere.
So how much Gary sell tires for? I need to get me 2 sets.
Oh, you got to call him. Call him up. Hit him up on Facebook, see. But this was like 2 years ago when I bought them, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure he got connected to get them. He had them. I know he sell all them rims and shit, so.
I have to call old boy and find out where they at with the truck, Mike, and get them straight off the Mickey Town truck. I'll call Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
Call Mr. Larry Cummings. They can get them delivered to you. They're a Mickey Thompson dealer. They just renewed their contract. They're a Mickey Thompson dealer right there at the Pumpkin Center exit.
Yeah. Well, I ain't really doing. Oh, shit. I'll call him up when I get ready.
Yeah, they've been a Mickey Thompson deal for 15, 16 years now.
They got that new fucking fuel out there, boy. That fuel ain't no joke.
What new fuel?
That factory. Oh, factory.
Factory with. Mia Tedesco and all, they selling up out of Kentucky.
What do you call it? What it is?
It's Factor Fuel. I know when you talk. I know what you're talking about.
Fuel Friction Factory.
Yeah, Factor, something like that. Yeah.
Fuel Factory. They say that motherfucker. That make a big heart.
That's what they say. I don't know.
The McCain board helped build that fuel. Yeah, they helped build that fuel. So that shit, that worked. Better if you got a nitrous car. It's better than that goddamn C-25.
What, Fuel Factory, the name of it?
Yeah, Fuel Factor.
Yeah, Fuel Factor.
It's better than C-25, they say. C-25 They make way more power than C4
bar.
Yeah. They make a lot more fuel and fuel than that.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh, boy.
Shit. I still ain't had no luck. Jamie, what me and you talked about today.
Well, then.
Yeah, trying to find someone to degree it and help a brother out. I guess I'm going to be down till February. Crazy.
Man, go on Google, Russo. I told him that I got the wheel.
I know, that's what Jamie told me.
Get your Google University degree and Cam degree, and you can start Cam degree and shit.
Ain't nothing impossible
on Google.
Man, that's the easiest damn thing to do. If you're Cam, man, all you got to do is find TDC and Top Dead Center and TD on bow. That ain't hard to do. Make your appointment, put the wheel on that bitch and spend it, find TDC. Put your stop in the ball plug. That top dead center. Spend the motherfucker on that
degrees.
The bottom.
No.
Oh, that's even easier. I got the little piece that goes in there. Find top, find when your piston start moving, everything.
Yeah,
on number one cylinder.
And then one of them.
Roll up it. Yeah.
Roll that motherfucker till it stop. Boom. That's top dead center. Put your point on zero. Roll that motherfucker the other way. That's the bottom. Find out where it finds. Want to move the timing. Okay, I want to move it 30 degrees up or 30 degrees down or 5 down, 5 up. Lock that bitch in.
You put food in that candle?
No, it's you. Your mic ain't open. Mic open.
Candle!
Your mic open.
All right. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Ain't hard to degree them games, though.
It didn't look that bad, but see, I bought that kit, and that kit long time.
Wait, you got
it's
a
more
time
consuming than anything.
You got that big wheel, Jamie? Huh?
It's probably 12 inches, something like that, 10, 12 inches wide. Not that big, big one. Like you see some of them be like the size of a... Oh, yeah, but I mean, I bought a kit with ship, you know, got all my pieces came in a case, you know. No, I know that big one is nice, but, yeah, I got.
You turn that motherfucker like you turn.
Yeah, but I bought that for my personal thing. I wasn't trying to degree cam for people, you know.
Yeah, that should take you about 35, 40 minutes to degree up out of cam.
Mm-hmm. It'll take a little time to get through and do it, right? And then if you got to shim that, little things to get that cam move, yeah. Getting that timing where you can move that cam. If you got to do it. You know, that's what started. Then that started eating more time. You know, because you got to put them little shims in there and move it around.
Hardest part is getting them up, set up.
Yeah.
But how you know you got to degree the cam in if you ain't shot the timing?
You do it before you put the boat in. You can check it. You can check it and make sure it's close. You know, before you get in, you know for a fact, you know, okay, well, my cam is right. So.
Put that motherfucking piston TDC and drop the goddamn thing down in the hole. Put that piston on top dead center and drop it in the hole. Yeah.
And wish it well.
take that time and like put 30 in it or 30 out of it, whichever one you want. Especially if you're running nitrous.
No.
So Chuck is he gonna be up and running, huh?
That's what he said. He said he'd be ready to. That's what he's shooting for, his duck race. In no time. What are you saying?
Yeah. Oh, Chuck ain't been out in a while.
Yeah.
About 2 years.
Didn't they wreck that car a while back?
He said it's been 2 years, Riedel. That's what he said, 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew they had wrecked it. I didn't think it was that long. Motherfucker.
My tooth wrecked that motherfucker. I tell you, this motherfucking car running hard is Lucy. Is that what they call that car? That somebody's from Simpo? One chicken bone built the motor in? That bitch get it right there, boy.
What is it?
One chicken bone broke the motor in. Lucy, I think they call it. The hatchback Mustang. Red. Yeah. I think he from Simple.
Oh, Glenn Lewis, the one with the flames all on it.
Yeah.
That one you talking about?
Mm-hmm. He was at Everdale. He won Everdale. I think get it.
Yeah, I know what car you're talking about.
Yeah, he got that motherfucker working on them small tires.
Mm.
Yeah, he got that thing working on them little tires.
Yeah, we're going to see. We'll have a hold out and see what state cap we're going to bring.
Well, when is it supposed to rain?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's the same right now.
50, like 50-something and 60-something Saturday. That's in my area. I didn't look at bad news, but. That's in my area. We have a little front coming down. Yeah, that rain come
down. Yeah.
It's just normal now. We were spoiled last year. We had a dry wet season. Well, this is when construction had problems right here. So, too wet. Last year we were kind of spoiled, so.
Jamie, how heavy is a piece of birch wood?
Depends. For like plywood or?
Birch.
On this, they got birch plywood. You got this 1x4, and the half inch, 3/4. Okay.
To put in the speaker
box. About what number though? Well, yeah, birch plywood. That's pretty heavy. Not as heavy as MDF, but it's a little weight.
Do you think that birch make a better sound dinner?
Well. They claiming now that they seen that the birch seem to work better, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, they don't flex as much. It's built in a box.
I'm thinking about sealing one of my boxes on one of my bikes.
Oh, okay, and just putting it in there. Oh, yeah, you could do that. Put that birch in there.
I'm thinking about sticking one of my bags.
Yeah, but if it's that how many things that big, you could probably get that regular, you know. What? Go ahead.
How much cubic feet is that?
About 10? Shit. 10. I mean, if it's, it could be 0.75 to 1.5, you know. It's kind of big. You seal it or you pour it?
I'm going to pour it up. Thanks. I'm going to seal it. I'm going to pour it.
Damn, man, I don't have my chalk no more either, but I could have told you to measure the cubic.
If I seal it, it's going to hit harder.
You put that something, it's going to hit harder. Sealing, you ain't got to worry about it, nothing getting in it. No, yeah, it's just going to be tight. It'll be a tight. That port be rolling.
Yeah, but if I pour it, it's going to hit a little harder when it blow out the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had my chalk, man. I had all the tubes. Well, you got that from MTX. Oh, I'm at box size from 0.5 to like 8 cubic feet and from, I think, 20 hertz to like 40 hertz with size, port, and how deep or how long it got to be in it. So, well, and they gave
but I shouldn't be to get the ass
square inches, what?
If you look at all the data, box, I should have enough airspace in there to port that box, seal and port it.
You can measure it. You can check it and get close, you know.
And then take that birch and glue it to the walls to tighten it up, you know.
Yeah.
And take that PVC pipe, port it, and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
How you think? Let me ask you a question. How you think? How you think if I port one, if I port one and seal a different one to get a lower frequency on one side and mid bass on the opposite?
Yeah. You got the same. It ain't gonna be much louder. You just gotta have a little deeper bass on one side.
Yeah, but you don't need bass to be loud because bass travels.
Nope.
But I need that mid bass to come on out of that and build pressure.
Yep.
You see, I was thinking about doing two different boxes in two different styles. You know what I mean? To achieve the same thing.
You try it. Shit. Yeah.
You know, seal one for a hard, tight, low bass, and then take the other one and port it for a mid bass. Bass drum.
Now you can port it and tune it for. You can tune it for high, or you can tune it for low. You know. Oh, you want some mid, you get it up high, you can tune that sucker for high so to get it out of there. You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Where
Eric at?
Eric Hunt, he works for Wave Electronics.
Oh, he over here by me.
Well,
he
I don't know if he's in the carpet, but I don't know if he travels away yet or if he works from home or anything like that. I ain't talked to him. The last time I seen him, he's at State Capitol, no problem. A couple of years back, he had one of them little two-door Cadillacs with supercharger on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little CTSV. Playing pretty good. I see it out there. But
I'm thinking about stealing one with some birch and port it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try it.
Yeah. Steal one with some birch. Yeah, I want to put two tens. I was gonna put some 12s, but I think I'm gonna put 10s.
Nah, 10s would be better. 12, you had to seal it.
Yeah. Because I ain't got enough airspace, too. I need a bigger box with a 12.
Yeah, then that smaller woofer cone, a little more accurate, get more control.
Yeah.
You just want a boom, put some 12 in there, but you want something clean and tight, controllable, them 10s.
Yeah, well, that's what I got now. I got two 10s right now, two mid-bass 10s.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about going to a sub on one side.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, or mid base on
one mid base. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Mid base on one and a club on other. Cause one tennis on a good port it on that bike.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And I really be able to get what I'm after. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
By getting my down low and getting my mids.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I ain't coming to the cabinet shop so we can port these boxes.
My shop flustered right now. I just got me a big unit, storage unit, so I'm trying to clear out some shit now.
You renting a storage?
Yeah, I got to receive stuff, man. It's too easy where I'm at. I can't get no truck down here.
Yeah.
In the residential area, so I'm going to bring that shit by that storage unit.
They run your ass out of there.
What? What, around town?
Yeah, running the business out of the house.
Yeah, no. Well, I was just going to receive my cabin. I ain't trying to get no truck down there. I'm just going to go ahead and just insure it. It ain't that bad. I can store all my extra stuff. When I got extra parts, I put in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny man, I was in the shop, and then today finishing up a little, some renderings for a house. And tomorrow comes through, they had the fucking kid on the wall of rally in that bitch. That shit here, boy. I mean, guys, I just knew it. I didn't want to give him no type of credit.
I'm wondering if I can use one of them triangle speakers in one of my bags.
You still got one of them? You still got some of them?
Jeez,
you still make that
six
thing?
Of them. I don't think they still make them, but I got six of them.
Yeah. I got W7, W6.
That's a pretty good little speaker. That triangle.
Yeah, we even though we little speakers work pretty good. I tell you what, you remember they had that little box with the ports in it? That little thing didn't sound bad.
You talking about them tubes?
No, it was, they made it like, they took the triangle and made a box and it had three ports, port on each corner. That little something didn't sound that bad, man. I put a couple of them cars, man. That something just, the price point was right.
Yeah, I got one of them.
One for a guy that worked for the company and did all of the audio for like them rides on Carnival, like when you go to like Disney World and all that, on big shows.
Yeah.
We put one in his car and he's like, man, this shit ain't that bad.
And I got a couple of them dude voice cone 10s.
Mm-hmm.
Now with that dude cone 10, what the hell are you able to do with that thing?
Ten of them is four on my 8-on voice calls. Probably got 4-on voice calls, huh?
Yeah.
4-on voice calls, you can get it to, you can get one amp to 2-on load, or you can take two of them and make a 4-on load on your amp. And make two 2-on speakers, and then parallel, you'll get, you'll get 4-ohms. Or you can make them 2 8-ohm speakers and then parallel them and get 4-ohms.
But that dude voice call play better than a single voice call?
They just did that for it's a little bit bigger voice call, got more windings, so it's a little stronger, and then they did it for versatile. You can be versatile with it. You can change it up. If you got one, you got another one, you can play with your coils and get the load you want on a speaker. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, I got
and,
a couple of them.
All that shit. I heard them.
What the hell does a band pass do for you?
It's the noise. Well, it's tuned. The box will be tuned in like a, almost like a. Like if you got to say you want to tune it from 50 to 30, that's where your peak gonna be at. Or you can go from, say, 35 hertz to 80 hertz.
it tunes it in that range. It spikes that whole area across there.
So, with a band pass.
Yeah, it gives you a like a window, like a wider window of noise sound that you want.
A band pass. I often wonder what them flathead.
Stick with either sealed or ported. That's pretty much all. They got so many other ones now with them long ports. Those little something, they take little woofers and make some crazy ass sounds out of that. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. See, because I'm going to take my bags off for next year and just work on making them bags, speaker boxes. And just play them off of the bike, make speaker boxes out of them, and then I'm going to put them back on the box when I get the sound that I want.
Yeah.
You know, then put them back on there and figure out the power that I need. Figure out what kind of battery to run.
You're going to get you some of them lithium batteries. You're going to get some lithium batteries. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make me a lithium bank.
Yeah, that's what you got to get you. I'm a lithium battery bank. Go to BatteryHookup.com. He got all kind of banks on there. You can buy and build, or you got somebody done. You build, that's what you need. That way you got that extra oomph for the pull. Some of them, he got some with like 100 amp hours, 200 amp hours.
I'm thinking about taking touring pack. Taking my touring pack, the small touring pack, and take it to a battery company. And tell them make me the biggest and most powerful battery bank it could make me in that tour pack, and still be light.
Yeah, they do it really cool.
I'll plug.
You have some reserve, ball.
Huh?
What'd you say? We got about a minute and a half left. What you saying now?
And then plug it into my system.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you do it, it pulls off that, and when you alternate, it can't keep up. It's pulling from that battery. That bank, all is a battery. Yeah, it basically is just a battery. It's a lithium battery.
Yeah.
It's just small and lightweight, that's why.
Yeah, them little lightweight, some bitch. That whole thing might not weigh 5 pounds.
Them guys not getting power because they can pull off of that, you know. And they can make it 14.8 or 13.8. So you pushing a lot of amperage and a good bit of voltage. It don't drop as easy. So,
yeah.
They running them things now, almost 16 amps on them stereos, right? So you can get that power
and
out of it.
Man, them speakers look like fucking a concert. Their bags, they're remaking them bags. Them bags so goddamn big, they look like concert speakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how big the bag. I don't want no big shit like that, though.
Oh, man,
that fucking bike almost 3 foot across. 3 to 4 foot across the back.
Yeah. But we ain't got about 10 seconds right there. I seen them. They big.
Okay.
I seen some of them videos you be posting. We ain't got much longer. It's about to shut off in a little bit.
Yeah. You seen that green one I posted?
Yeah.
That motherfucker knocked all the dust off the ceiling.
Shit. Hey, well, next week, Real, we're about to show a couple of seconds.
All right.
All right. Y'all be good. Later.